الحمد لله تعالى، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، أشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، صفيه وحبيبه، بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة، فكشف الله به الغمة وجاهد في سبيل الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سن بسنته إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. فضل الله عز وجل continue our classes of the story of سيدنا موسى and Al-Khadr. I'm not gonna go deep in a story today, but I will stop actually about the forgetting. That is my class today, inshallah ta'ala, and we're gonna specify it actually, and we explain in detail what does that mean. As you know, all of you, alhamdulillah, in Surah Al-Kahf, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Kahf, on the tongue of Yusha ibn Nun, Joshua, Allah, we're gonna go in with the Qawlullah Azza wa Jal. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, قَالَ أَرَأَيْتَ إِذْ أَوَيْنَا إِلَى الصَّخَرَةِ فَإِنِّي نَسِيتُ الْحُوتِ وَمَا أَنْسَانِيهُ إِلَّا الشَّيْطَانُ أَنْ أَذْكُرَهُ وَاتَّخَذَ سَبِيلَهُ فِي الْبَحْرِ عَجَبًا. About this ayah from Surah Al-Kahf, inshallah, our hadith will be today together, inshallah ta'ala. Allah says in this translation of this ayah, by the tongue of Yusha ibn Nun, and as we stopped last week, when they forgot their fish, and indeed Musa alayhi salam and Yusha ibn Nun, they reach the junction of the two seas, they already, and that is the place to meet Al-Khadr alayhi salam. So they reach the place already, and Allah commanded Musa to carry the fish with him, and he begged, and we saw last week that the fish became alive, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he made the fish to go through inside the sea, and the wave, Allah, he hold the running of the water in the middle of the sea, and became looks like a rock. In order, when the Musa come back and Yusha ibn Nun come back to this place, he will find it actually still the same. Barakallahu fiqh ashkhali. Barakallahu fiqh asakullah. So after they spend a long day in the desert, and they were on the junction of the two seas, and that is the place to meet Al-Khadr. But subhanallah, they proceeded and they walk, ya Sheikh, complete day, him and Yusha ibn Nun. Then Sayyidina Musa start to remember, قَالَ آتِنَا غَدَاءَنَا لَقَدْ لَقِينَا مِنْ سَفَرِنَا هَذَا نَصَبًا. Bring our morning meal, because we suffer in this trip too much. We suffered a lot. So he started to feel hungry. And both of them, both, Sayyidina Musa and Yusha ibn Nun, they forgot the fish. They forgot that they had the fish. They lost it already, because the fish became alive after they ate from it during the road. Allah. Then Sayyidina Musa, when he asked Yusha ibn Nun, he said, "Where atina ghada'ana? Give us our morning meal." Yusha ibn Nun answered, he said, "Qala ara'ayta idh awayna ila as-sakhrati fa inni nasitu al-hut." Did you see when we retired to the rock? They already were there. They left it already for a complete day, walking again in the desert. And look and concentrate with me. Indeed, I forget there the fish. Who said that? Yusha ibn Nun. Yusha ibn Nun is a servant of Musa. Indeed, I forgot the fish. And Sayyidina Musa, I forgot to with him or not. Yes. Subhanallah. And none made me forget it. None made me forget it except the shaitan. Except what? So who made him actually? Yusha ibn Nun, he clarified for Musa the reason I forgot the fish is the shaitan. That I should mention it, and it took its course into the sea, amazing. So he gave explanation why he forgot. So he gave explanation. It's so wonder. Sheikh Ali, I want to tell you, ask a question. And be sincere in your answer. You have a baked fish, and you bake it by yourself. And suddenly, while actually he was waiting for the rest of the family to eat this fish, and suddenly the fish became alive. Come back again to the original form. Jumping, ruh inside. How are you going to feel? Wallahi, if it was me, I would have a heart attack. Maybe I die. I had already heart attack twice. So this third one will be actually finish me totally. Subhanallah. So this is actually, it's over the capacity of this boy. He never saw something like this. Fish, baked fish, became alive again. That's unnormal. This is again is the nature. Is that right or not? Tell me, help me. So that's why, because he was amazing. He was amazing. Excited. So he forgot to mention to the Musa that the fish became alive and jumped from the baskets, went back to the sea, and that's the story. That's why after the whole day walking in the desert, Musa, he asked him, alayhi salam, and he told him, give us our morning meal. He said, Khala araita iz awayna ila sakhr. Do you remember when we reached the rock and we retired the rock? Fa inni nasitu al-hut. Indeed, in fact, I forgot the fish. And he gave a reason. Who made him to forget the what? The fish. He said, what? Who's it? Who made him to forget the fish? Question here today. Tafsir al-Quran is not a piece of paper. And you go for the translation. I told you the translation. Tafsir al-Quran, we need to come back to the scholar and to go deep and to study the Sharia. Tafsir al-Quran is not anybody could make Tafsir al-Quran. Tafsir al-Quran has a deep meaning. We need to understand what is Rasulullah s.a.w. said. What is the Sahaba said about that? What is the fact for this? And again, I will repeat it. Again, we have to be careful about this area, because we saw a lot of imam, especially young people, they make everything mess. You must study the Sharia. And Sharia mean what? To study deep the Quran and Sunnah. And again, I will say this, two different between two people. There is some actually a speaker and faqih. Faqih means knowledgeable about the deen. Not every speaker khatib is a faqih, but every faqih, the scholar, is a good speaker. Some of the people, certain people, they go and prepare the khutbah and they stand up and whatever they learn, they just give it la. Khutbah is not ulum al-Quran. That's why I established in this masjid 20 class for ulum al-Quran, to show you there is a lot of meaning behind the translation which you see in the book of Allah. You must learn and you must teach. Now, we ask the question now. Yusha, he told the Musa, the reason I forgot the fish, the one who made me to forget the fish, to mention it to you, because he told him before he sleep, wake me up when you see the fish became alive. And they woke for the whole day. All these days, they did not remember the fish. So Yusha ibn Nun, he said, you know, the one who made me forget a shaitan. Ask a question now. Nisyan. Memorize this Arabic word. An-nisyan. Ma ansanihu. Nisyan. Ansanihu. The one who made me to forget. Ansan. Forget. Nisyan. Nisyan. It means forgetting. Is the shaitan. My question to you. Forgetting is from the shaitan or from Allah? As a question you need to answer.
Some condition.
Auction. When you forget any matter in Islam, it's from the shaitan or from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Had a question, the ulama, they need to answer this. Because here, listen for this carefully. Nisyan, it is the one, actually the one who forget. Your name is insan. Your name is insan. خلق الإنسان في أحسن تقويم. الإنسان, what is the meaning of insan? Insan is mean human. Insan, the one who forget a lot. Insan, the one who forget a lot. But now, who actually made you to forget? Is the shaitan or is Allah? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for example, he was in the salah, salat al-maghrib. He finished two rak'ah and he went for sujood. Two sujood. After the two sujood, he stood down. She should sit down and what? Recite what? Is that right or not? That was Salat al-Maghrib. But the Prophet, instead to sit down, he stand up, said, Allahu Akbar. People behind him, they start what? Because that time, Sheikh Ali, they don't know about Subhanallah if the Imam make mistake. They don't know the Sahaba until this moment that if the Imam make mistake, you have to remind him and say what? What they want, what they did? They clap. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what did he do? He raised these two hands and he made actually indicate without speaking, and he told the people actually like this. What does that mean? Stand up. Because the ulama said according to this, if the imam, if one of the followers, he said subhanallah, and the imam sit down to make the tashahud, after he forgot, after he stand up completely, his salah is undenied. Nobody. It will be denied. The salah will be denied for the imam. Salah will be denied. Because what is the reason? The Prophet ﷺ, when they stand up and the people say, they start to clap and he told them like this, what does the Prophet need from you? Tell me. Stand up. And that's actually in the whole six books of the hadith. Go and review it. My question to you, when the Prophet he forgot, this is from the shaitan or from Allah?
Now
I'm asking you the question, you're going to answer by yourself. If this is from Allah or the shaitan is the one he made the Prophet to forget? Who made to forget? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Rafu' al-ilm. Nisyan is mean forgetting. It's mean to the ilm will be raised up. You forgot totally. Let's call it what? Forgetting. نسيان. طيب آدم عليه السلام, الله when he created Adam مسح على ظهره, الله wiped over his back, and he show him all his children until the day of the judgment. All his children. فوجد فيهم, and he found somebody له زاهر. One of them, the light, the nur came out very strong from his face. Then Adam alayhi salam, he asked Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. That's in ilm al-arwah, in the ruh. Before we came to this life, all of us who used to be where? In the what? Nation of what? Ruh. Souls. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, when he created Adam, he wiped over his head, exactly his back, and he showed him all his children until the day of the judgment. One of them, he saw a man who has a beautiful face and very strong light and nur came from his face. Then Adam asked Allah, he said, who's this? Allah, this is your son, Dawood, alayhi salam. Then Adam, alayhi salam, he asked Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. He said, kam umru? How long he gonna live? And Allah answered Adam, he told him, he gonna live
for 60 years. قال يا رب زد في عمره.
Oh my Lord, increase his life. Increase his life.
Allah تبارك وتعالى said لا.
What's mean لا?
No.
Except that you give him from your age.
Ya Allah, give him another 40 years to live for 100 years.
Then Allah, he refused.
And he told the Adam, except that you give him 40 years from your life and you give it to your son.
قال يا ربي قبلت. I accept this.
فكتب كتابا. Allah تبارك وتعالى, he wrote a book to testify or to write the witnesses or to write the commitments which he Adam give it to Allah to take how many years from Adam's life?
40 years.
وأشهد عليه الملائكة.
And Allah he bring the angel be witness what Adam is said.
So عليه السلام داود first to start with Adam.
When the ملائكة came to take his soul to Adam, they came to him after, and I forget to tell you, Allah, Adam asked Allah, and how old I will live, how many years I'm going to live. Allah told him 1,000 years.
At the time of 960 years, Malak al-Maut came and the angel to take the soul of who?
Adam. He said, you know, no,
I supposed to live how many years?
1,000. He said, you did not give Allah a statement or commitment to give a 40 years to your son David.
Then exactly said, no, I did not remember.
That's why actually the insan, you are insan
came from nisyan. Nisyan meaning what?
Forgetting it.
Subhanallah. Then after that, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, they took the soul. Imam Ahmad, he said actually a different opinion. He said, Allah blessed Adam with 1,000 years and he gave Dawood 100 years.
Subhanallah, wallahu a'lam.
Anyway, but insan, Adam when he ate from the tree,